The Warriors will play 5 of their final 7 regular season games on the road, starting with a game at Sacramento on Saturday night, upon wrapping up a 4-game homestand against Milwaukee on Thursday night. Yet heading toward the final stretch of this regular season, the Warriors fall to the Bucks at Oracle Arena on Thursday. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
You talked about this with midseason, how all of you, including yourself, needed to kind of rein it in a little bit, and we're getting over emotional. Do you just feel maybe this is building up again, just in general with the team?
No, I think Kevin just had a moment. He was frustrated. He went to the rim 3 times. Should have had 3 different fouls, I thought. And I think he was frustrated anyway because the game wasn't, really going well for him. And so he snapped. But it happens, and I didn't feel like it was like a team-wide thing, and it just felt like we lost our poise in general, with the turnovers and the ejection. So the game just got away from us in the second quarter.
If Quinn Cook keeps playing like this, like even once Steph gets back, do you feel like he's playing himself into a potential rotation type role just with his recent play?
Like you're talking about after Steph gets back? I got enough to think about, Anthony. I'm definitely not thinking about after Steph gets back. I got to figure out what the hell to do right now. We're struggling right now. We're not playing well. So he's playing great. So he's playing a big role for us, and that'll continue. But who knows what's going to happen, 5 weeks from now.
Steve, how do you see Draymond just giving his first game back, just in terms of his conditioning level? And
it was good. It was a good game for Draymond. 28 minutes was a good number for him coming off both the injury and the illness. I liked his energy. The game didn't quite go his way, I liked how he played. I liked how he competed.
Coach, Pat had a good third quarter. The aggressiveness was there. Did you like what you saw out of him, and is he coming around in that regard?
Yeah, I thought Pat played well tonight. I thought that was a bright spot, was Pat, Looney, Quinn all looked good tonight. And our young guys gave us a good final push to kind of make it close a little bit and give us a chance. But, that's about the only thing that went well. I thought the game was really well in hand for us, not in terms of winning or losing in the second quarter, but we were right where we needed to be. We were playing fine, and then we lost our poise, and game got away from us.
Steve, what did you see from Kevin before he got tossed?
I thought he looked good, and he was moving well. He had a few turnovers. When you come back off a layoff like that, it takes a little while to get your bearings, and so I thought he looked good physically. I thought he was maybe not quite there, and just in terms of the speed and the force of the game, but that'll probably come next game.
What's the update on Andre? Left with knee soreness, just kind of going into
left knee soreness.
Just
so
going into this back to back, you just consider him day to day.
Yeah, day to day. I mean, I probably won't play him in Sacramento, but we'll see what the training staff says.
You mentioned a little bit with the Kevin statement, but how concerned were you about the amount of turnovers and kind of thrown into passing lanes with a team as long as the Bucks, and knowing that that's a point of emphasis without Steph on the court?
That was the whole game, and that was where the lack of poise, came in. We were actually playing pretty well, early in the game, and then just started throwing it to the other guys, and can't do that.
I apologize if this has been asked, but especially early on, points in the paint were lopsided. Was there a reason for that? You're playing a smaller lineup?
We didn't start a smaller lineup. We had Draymond and KD and JaVale, and points in the paint were basically transition dunks. So it wasn't like they were, throwing the ball inside and posting it up, but points in the paint, when you turn it over and they dribble down and dunk it, those are points in the paint. That's what I saw.